Cause ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby. Two low-down G, so we're crazy. Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this. But back to the lecture at hand.
How you guys doing? It's another week. It's another interlude. So it starts like this. December 3rd, about 6:30 in the morning. A young individual by the name of Ada Deji. Actually, yeah, I know we'll go Ada Deji. Ada Deji Gil was born. Let's fast forward it about 27 years forward. Let's say 27 and a day. As I'm driving back and forth trying to get ready for a festivity that I'm having for my birthday, I'm in the U-Haul, and I'm having a moment of fatigue. And in that moment of fatigue, basically my body said, night, night, while on the highway. Okay, thing is, it's bumper-to-bumper traffic. And I'm asleep for about, let's say, like a minute, minute and a half on the highway. People honking their horn. I'm like, yo, what's going on? Oh, I'm going on as I'm going to this function that I'm planning for my birthday. And I was exhausted. But you know what happened by the end of the night? No idea, because I don't remember my birthday.
I was about to say, nigga, you fell asleep.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, relax. Are you upset about that?
Yes. I'm upset because I don't want to be here right now.
So
I'm going to let the podcast know.
Let me relax.
I'm here against my will.
Yeah, because you be talking about the sound and you making a whole lot of noise right now.
I hit the thing once.
Sure. And you removed it already. Okay, relax. You came down from your room to sit down and lay down and talk. Oh, that's so exhausting.
Yes.
Your life must be so hard.
It is. I don't want to do this right now.
Oh, okay.
So let's continue with your interlude.
Then my interlude is over.
That was it?
It was just a transition of what we were talking about because you said you want to talk about this today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to make some elaborate ass topic for today when we can literally just talk about what we did this week.
Yeah. Calm your ass down with all that energy.
I don't have any energy.
Sure.
That's why I want to go lay back in bed.
Calm down. I don't know. I've spoken to some people that said that you'd be having a lot of tension.
Who?
I don't have to tell them. I'm not going to put their name out here on the podcast. But just know some of the feedback is a little malice towards your brother.
Who told you that we have tension?
No. I didn't say that we. I said you.
Have tension with who?
Me.
Who said it?
I'm not going to say that.
Then why would you say that?
Because I'm not lying. I'm not going to expose my sources on this show.
Why would they say that we have tension?
I didn't say that. Again.
They said, okay, why would they say that I have tension towards you without understanding where the tension might be coming from?
It doesn't matter. What tension is there now?
There's no tension right now. Okay. Outside the fact that you made me get
out of my bed. Besides the fact of what? When else would we have done this podcast since you want to keep saying that?
I don't know.
Okay, then. Thank you.
We are recording.
Because, you know, Yemi, if Yemi wanted to be doing all that, Yemi feels like we could just do this podcast whenever we want.
Yes.
Which is not true because the people expect the content.
And I appreciate the people expecting the content.
Right.
The thing about
so you have to make it regular. It's like an episode, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I agree with all of that.
Oh, okay.
But we don't usually record on Tuesdays anyway.
Yes, we do, because we usually drop the podcast on either Wednesday or Thursday.
We don't.
Oh.
Because I usually work this day.
What does that mean?
I'm usually at work, so we don't film it on Tuesday. So lie again.
We have. What do you mean we have filmed it? Because I told you, remember?
We usually film it tomorrow.
Oh, don't say usually. See, because then you thought about it, you're like, oh, yeah, we have did on
Tuesday. No. I mean, we could have done it occasionally on Tuesdays, but we usually do it on Wednesdays because I'm usually at work
on Tuesdays. But when did you say you wanted to drop the podcast on? Wednesday.
I don't care when the podcast drop. Just as long as it drops. You could drop it like it's hot. I don't care if you drop it Wednesday, Thursday, when it's hot.
Sure.
Dun-dun-dun. Drop it whenever.
Okay.
But.
What elaborate thing was I trying to talk about?
I don't know. Either way.
I asked you what you wanted to speak about because.
Oh, yeah. You were trying to make me come up with a topic. I'm like, why wouldn't we just speak about this past week that you've had? Because it was pretty eventful for you. So we could talk about it. But sure. I just want to know who said that we have tension because I don't beef with nobody.
Sure. Keep telling yourself.
I don't even eat beef in the winter. Me, more so like chicken. Only time I really eat beef is during the summer because ribs.
Sure.
Hamburgers.
Sure.
So I don't do beef.
Okay.
I don't do tension.
Sure.
Okay. I'm just saying, if I act any way towards you, it's because of how you caused me to act.
Sure.
Right. Every action comes with a reaction.
Sure. What's that for?
And if there's tension coming from me towards you,
sure,
it's not for no reason.
Right. So what's the tension from?
Because I don't know. I don't know who told you, who
got you out the bed?
Right now.
Sure.
When I wanted to be in the bed. But right. I'm here.
Okay.
And I'm speaking, doing what we do.
Okay.
But I just want to know who told you that, so I can, you know, figure out the time and place, so I can understand why I said what I said, or sure, why I was acting the way that I did.
I don't reveal my sources.
Okay.
And no snitching over here.
You just told that someone said that I'd be acting tense towards you.
If I told you I got $1 million somehow, and you asked me who...
I would want to know, of course, because you would be plentiful.
But that's not me snitching.
So I can go get my $1 million.
Right, that's not me
snitching. That's not snitching, that's putting me on. Now you putting me on.
No.
Because if you tell me who it is, then I can think back to the situation, and then I can see how I was acting in that situation, and then either correct my feeling, or, you know, or it was just in general. No, it had to be from a specific situation.
We'll see. I don't reveal my sources.
It's okay. You can tell me after we finish recording. Anyway, going forward.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
You tell me. You the one who came up with the interlude.
Did I come up with the interlude? You the one that came up with the episode.
Anyway, so.
I'm saying.
What was your interlude about?
It was about me being born.
Okay. So this past week was your birthday.
Of course.
And we did a lot to celebrate Deji's birthday this past weekend.
We did.
Okay. So what did we do? Or what did you do starting off? Because you was doing your own thing this week.
Of course. You know, people came out. I had a friend, special friend, come out from California. You know, show me a good time. So basically, I've been selling my birthday since Wednesday of last week. I had a lot of relaxation time from, you know, the day before my birthday. What was Wednesday? Was it Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday. So the first night, got into this little bed and breakfast. And basically, you know, I relaxed. You know, I don't have a lot of time by myself. I don't have a lot of time to myself, to my own devices, to my own thoughts. So you know what I did? I had me a little meal, had me a little drinky drink, had me play. I had the music playing. You know, I have a very nice playlist, a couple playlists that I like to relax to. Then I ran the bath because, you know, this bed and breakfast had a bath. And then I took me a nice little bath for about 2 hours. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I was enjoying myself, living a life of leisure. I fell asleep in a robe. So, yes, I felt very bougie. Yes. I feel like my boy Plies, when he was wearing that robe, you know, and ran off on the plug twice. But, yes, that was my Wednesday. Then Thursday, went out for a birthday dinner.
Yeah, where did you go?
The Dawson.
Okay. How was
it? It was nice. It was more of like a seafood. It wasn't even a seafood place. They had a little bit of everything. But it was good. It was nice. It was very good food. I went out to, was it Blind Barber? Yeah, Blind Barber.
On a Thursday.
Yeah, it was dead.
Okay. That's where the kids be.
Yeah. And then, you know, I got drunk.
I've been there twice.
Yeah, I've been
and
there.
Both times that I've been there, I would prefer. Actually, no. I've tried to get in there like 3 times. I think twice to the one time that I did go, I did not have fun there. It was body to body. It was body to body. It was sweaty. The walls were sweating. Mm-hmm. It was hot. I was too cute to be in there for real. And then I saw my friend from college. So I was like, girl, what you doing here? Because she don't even live in Chicago. That was cool, though. But yeah, that was an interesting night for me, but nonetheless.
Yeah, so we went. It was very, it was dead. The DJs.
The girls only be there on the weekends.
DJ was dead. Both DJs were terrible. The way, like, just everybody, including the waitresses and the bartenders, were like, Yeah, you literally costing us money because people were walking out.
And they need to get me.
Yeah. It was rough. I'm talking about people would listen to the songs.
Were they playing like house music?
I knew it was bad because I saw a group of white men and they obviously didn't know how to dance. So they was just doing a bunch of like, jumping, mm-hmm. kicking around. And yeah. I was like, oh, hell no. So I had my little two shots and a drink. And then I was gone.
Yeah. There's a lot of places to go over there, though. I would have went to like... Don't let me get to lying. I don't be outside. I would have went to the Emporium.
You're a liar. Everybody say you be out.
Who said that?
Everybody.
Okay, and I need to say something about that because this one person I have on Instagram, I was going to say friend, but I don't know what we are. They was like, you be outside or you live outside. I said, excuse me, I live in the suburbs. I don't live outside. I live in the suburbs. You always outside. I said, if you lived where I live, you would be outside too. Excuse me. But I was like, excuse me, don't disrespect me because you live outside like is given homeless and I don't.
I don't know about that.
You just
be outside. You travel a lot.
And I really don't because when I went to.
Yeah, I mean, you traveled to 5 places in 8 weeks.
Anyway, when I went to the Promontory the other week, I was like, oh my goodness, I haven't been out in Chicago in so long.
Same.
I was actually enjoying the Promontory. That's how long it's been since I've been there.
Good. That means that's how you know you've outgrown that time of your life.
I'm definitely old. I'm washed.
I don't know about
that. Why I was trying to be in the bed.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So I went to Blind Barber. It was not fun. Tell him book me.
And then that was the day before my birthday. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to go meet up with a friend, but it didn't work out.
Ooh.
Austin.
Oh, well.
Yeah, the person who shares a birthday the day before me.
Yeah.
And, you know.
His best buddy. One of his best buddies.
Yeah.
Okay. So Friday, your birthday.
My actual birthday. Ended up working pretty much all day, which was not annoying, but it was... I
don't know how y'all be working on your birthday. I don't get it.
Well, I work in finance, and towards the end of the year is usually probably the busiest year, so there's not a lot of time for you to take days off.
I don't think that matters to me. I don't.
Sure, it could not matter to you, but I have to be there.
They would know that it's my birthday and I'm not working.
Sure. So I mean,
and here's my theory behind that. The day that I was born.
Sure.
My birthday, the day that I was born.
Mm-hmm.
My mama was on her way to work.
You know this?
Because she told me.
Sure.
My mama was on her way to work and scoot-a-doop-doop-boo. Now we got to go to the hospital because Yummy is on her way. I don't know why I was being impatient because I wasn't supposed to be born until the end of the month, which is a fault of my own. Impatience.
A week.
Impatience is something that I have a problem with. I'm getting better at it. Probably not. Let me stop lying on the podcast.
Of course not.
But, I was so impatient to come out of my mama. I came a week early. Now I'm a Cancer. And the whole point of that story is my mama was on her way to work when she was pregnant with me, which means that she did not go to work on my birthday. And because she don't go to work on my birthday, I don't go to work on my birthday either. I'm just keeping the tradition
alive. When did you find out all these stories?
I just asked my mama one day. I asked her, I said, because I really was trying to figure out what time I was born.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not something that Nigerian parents really keep track of or care about. And it's not on my birth certificate. Neither is my father. So my whole life, I've had this man telling me what to do. And in official government documents, he has no right to be telling me what to do. Because it's not that place where it says father on my birth certificate.
Sure, he looked just like you, Mom.
Speculations. Anyway.
There ain't no speculations.
This, my whole life, man has been telling me what to do. And on official documents, that's not my daddy. Because that part is blank. So I didn't know what time I was born. So I asked my mom, what time was I born? Or asked both of my parents. And they were like, I don't know. But it was sometime in the morning because your mom was on her way to work. So that was the story.
Yeah, I was a morning baby too.
So yeah.
We both were. I think I was earlier than you, though, because I was born like 6 o'clock, 6:30 in the morning.
Mm, okay.
That, for whatever reason, I know. Yeah. I always remember that.
They're probably lying. They don't know.
And then I was born on a Saturday.
Oh.
So, at least I don't think I
remember. So next year, your birthday would be on a Saturday. So.
Correct, because this year was on a Friday.
Which is pretty cool. Like, anybody who has birthdays on the weekend, like, y'all should definitely take full advantage of that.
Oh, just join it. Yeah.
I think mine was on the weekend, too, right?
Yes, yours was on the weekend.
It was on a Friday.
It was on a Friday.
It was on a Friday. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But I was born on a Monday or a Tuesday. I was born at the beginning of the week. Yeah. I think it was either a Monday or a Tuesday.
So, then the day of my birthday, we worked. You didn't work on Friday?
No, I did a lot of work. But, I mean, like, it was your birthday. So it was just a regular day for me.
I feel like everybody worked.
I was in and out of work. I had to run errands.
Yeah, I've been running errands the whole entire week, but I'll talk about that as we get to it. Friday, we go to my birthday dinner, which was at Tavern on LaGrange.
We tried.
We definitely tried.
We tried, Sha.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all tried that much.
No.
Because, you know, Tunde pulled up in a whole jumpsuit and the dress code.
Which was pretty nice for him, considering it's our brother Tunde.
I don't know, because the next day the fit was, he probably could have got in with that.
No.
But also questionable.
I don't know what be going on through that man's head when he put on outfits. But
basically, we couldn't get into Tavern on LaGrange because of the dress code.
Yeah.
And
I already paid the reservation fee. So, and they don't give refunds. So I have to go back. I don't know how that works. But
so you have to go back for another, with the same amount of people or no?
And that's how I was saying. Like, I was like, what if I go back and I only have two people with me? Are y'all going to refund me my other money that I paid? Like, how does this work? Oh, you have to talk to the guy who does reservations. I'm like, y'all are shitty. Y'all do shitty business here. And it's very unfortunate because y'all are black owned business. And I actually like going there. It just doesn't make sense because I have to call my credit card company and report fraud because y'all don't want to give my money back. And I'm going to go with the reservation. So lose. But either way, I gain.
Sure.
My money.
So yeah, that whole fiasco happened.
It
and
was a lot.
Typical. I was very cool and calm, collective, because you know I just know how my family gets.
Is it shade?
No, it's not. It's just people. First of all, the people I was with said, "Why did we go all the way to Tavern on LaGrange?"
Now, because we were in Chicago. You were in Chicago, right?
Of course.
I was trying to find a place that was in the medium, in the middle. You was in Chicago. We weren't in Chicago. We was in the suburbs. You want to go somewhere nice? Somewhere you haven't been.
Where do we go for your birthday? We went to Mariano's or something like that.
Yeah, we went to Mariano's right here in the suburbs because that's where we was for my birthday.
Yeah, calm down.
I'm calm.
You're talking very fast.
Because I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here in general. So
sure, I don't want to be here. At a face ass. Calm down. Calm down.
Lord, then I'll walk off.
My point. See what I'm saying? I'm not being rude. I'm
mocking
me.
I'm not
giving you no time.
Yeah.
I ain't giving you no time today. Looked at my wrist, I ain't got no time today, literally.
And that's why I don't want to be here, because you'd be lame. You'd be weird.
Sure.
You're a widow.
I'm lame. Anyways. So we end up going to Tavern on LaGrange. That whole fiasco happens. I'm used to it. I was like, okay.
Why did we come to Tavern? It's a nice place to go. It's a nice place to be.
I wasn't upset, though. I'm saying, like, it just is what it is. You feel me? Like,
nobody else has been there before besides me. So
I know that, Yummy. Nobody was mad at the idea.
Yeah, so why is someone saying that?
Why would you take the birthday person from where he is to bring him all the way back, knowing that he has to go back?
I didn't know you was doing all that. We planned to go to Tavern on LaGrange before you was even saying you was going to be in Chicago.
Okay. Anyways, that's fine.
Because we were trying to figure out where we wanted to go eat for.
Nobody was mad at that.
Okay, but you just said somebody asked why we even went there.
Yes.
And I'm telling you why.
Okay, anyways. We can move past that.
It's okay to go to nice restaurants and support black-owned businesses.
Of course.
But not that one, apparently.
Yeah, you know, so we did all those things. And then I, you know, just being who I am, I was like, okay, y'all just left. Because, you know, whenever Tunde and Yemi feel like they've been disrespected or their principles haven't been met, they just either turn up or they shut down. Tunde turns up, Yemi just be like, okay, give my money back. And leave.
That's it. All I want is my money back. I don't want to be arguing, doing this thing with you.
Be like, hey,
Mariah started crying because she wanted to be at the restaurant and we had to leave. and Tunde had on sandals in the restaurant. So it's like,
I'm a grown ass fan. You can't tell me da da da. And I was like, they kind of do. It's their business. But that's fine, you know? At the end of the day,
right, I feel like we're talking around it. So what happened was we went to the restaurant. Deji had on gym shoes. They say you can't get in with gym shoes. He went to the car, changed his shoes. They let him in with the different shoes he had on. We went in. my brother, my eldest brother, was wearing a jumpsuit. They said you can't wear jumpsuits, you can't wear sweatsuits, you can't wear jumpsuits, you can't wear none of that. And he had on sandals, he had on slides. So we was a double whammy. He had kids with him. He was like, we're not even on that. Excuse me. We're not even on that. Like, we're literally just here to celebrate my brother's birthday. They was like, sorry, we can't let you in. Da, 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 da. So we said, we're just going to go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Did and you tell Tony the dress code?
I didn't tell him the dress code per se, but I told him the kind of establishment it was. Regardless, we know who our brother is.
Of course.
That's probably how he was going to dress regardless.
Of course.
So,
because that man feels like he could wear that anywhere.
He can wear that anywhere, and he's a grown-ass man. You're not going to be able to tell him what to
do. Of course.
He pulled his wife wearing what he was wearing. So, I mean,
no, there's Tony really... No, used to dress back in the day.
He used to, so I wonder what happened. Either way... Tony is very stagnant in his beliefs and his ways.
Of course.
So what he believes as swag is style, that's his own business. Yes. It was a new jumpsuit though, I won't lie. It's fresh out the package, out the bag.
Tags on it, yeah.
It still had the tags on it, yeah. And everything. It so clean. You know, he made an effort. It just was in the wrong way. Because the kids was wearing Adidas jumpsuits as well. So everybody was looking. You know, it was some effort that planning that went into those outfits. It just didn't go the right way. But either way, we still ended up going.
It worked out perfectly fine.
Exactly. We wound up going to another place in LaGrange that was not black owned, unfortunately. We tried to spend our money there. I said, hey, you don't want to let me in? I'm going to take my money and I'm going somewhere else. I don't want to have to stay here. Because they was like, we could just stay since we dressed up. And I said, no, if we can't all go out, then none of us going here. I don't want to spend my money with these people and they don't respect all aspects of black money. Yeah, when I feel like it now. It's on my terms. Okay. And I'm going to come in that bitch dress how the fuck I want to dress. Okay. And they're not going to tell me I can't get it because I'm going to look like a badass bitch dress however I want to dress. Sure. I bet you if I came in there with a jumpsuit on, they wouldn't have no problem with it.
I mean, the girl next to us has some Uggs on at the bar. So I was like, y'all just picking and choosing. But you know.
Yeah, you know how they be with women. Either way. Especially if she was light-skinned. Yeah, well, I'm not trying to be a hater or nothing. I'm just telling you what it is. I'm just saying what it is. I'm just letting you know what it is.
Yeah, of course.
So either way, we went to this place in LaGrange called The Elm.
Yeah.
They let you wear whatever the fuck you wanted to wear in there. Yeah. They didn't give no fuck about what you was wearing.
Gave us a nice little section.
A nice little section away from everybody else.
Yep.
Nice little table.
Yeah.
What else do you have to say about the place?
It was nice. It was really nice. It was good. It was good vibes. That the food was decent. It wasn't good.
Yeah, it wasn't the best food we ever ate.
But it served the job.
Yeah. And then I got the lamb chops. My lamb chops were really good.
Then we got...
Well done. No pink, not burnt.
Okay, I'm going to have to bring up this debate because we've been having this debate in our family for like the last 3 or 4 years. It has been that long. Since the moment y'all saw me eat, it was...
Since you converted.
No, I didn't convert.
Okay.
It's called evolution. Mm-hmm. You know, just
you decided to walk on the other side of the line.
Just because the older you get, your palate becomes more refined.
I believe that.
And when every time you eat meat, it don't have to be rubber, right?
Okay.
So I got tired of eating well done. For those of you who are African, I know y'all tired of eating meat so long that your jaw go to sleep. On top of that, I'm tired of looking at my meat and it being black sometimes, okay?
Is that colorism?
No, not on no damn meat. Because meat is supposed to be dark brown. It's supposed to be tender. It's supposed to be juicy. You know what I'm saying? You can't be eating this meat. And I can't be eating this meat like I'm damn near chewing on some motherfucking bubble gum. You know what I'm saying? That don't make no sense. So we was having this debate at the table. We said, why are y'all ordering well done?
Because I'm African. And here's the thing. I like to tell people all the time. I said, if you know how to prepare the meat correctly, it should not be pink. It should not be gray. It should still be flavorful and it should still be cooked. I don't have to have these conversations with everybody because the people who know how to cook meat properly know how to cook meat properly. That's why I told you I don't do beef because I don't like to be confusion. I don't like any confusion in my things. I like things straight away.
Mm-hmm.
You cook some vegetables, you know when the vegetables are cooked, or you can eat them raw. You cook some chicken. You know when the chicken is cooked. Chicken don't take that long to cook. It's not too hard to cook no chicken. Everybody should be able to cook chicken. Beef, that's where the problems come. I don't do problems. I don't do trouble.
So was your lamb chops cooked right? Good?
They were delicious. They were cooked very well. Well done. No pink. Not burnt. Wonderful.
Right. I don't know about that. I like my meat well done. I mean,
yeah, medium, exactly.
Medium well. I like mine medium well with a little bit of pink. Because you know what? That's what holds the flavor. You need the fat in the meat in order to have the flavor. You can't have that if you cook all the fat away. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Now, y'all can decide what y'all like. We might do a poll, you know, well done or medium well. I'm just trying to figure it out.
It's not just well done. You have to be very specific because if you say well done, then they probably, okay, whatever. You have to tell them, well done, no pink, not burnt. If any of those requirements are not met, I will politely send the food back. That's what you have to say.
You see how much you have to ask for?
And that's fine because I'm paying for the food and I'm eating the food. Why would I ask for what I want? Y'all be out here trying to not get what you want and you paying for it. That's crazy. How would you be paying for stuff that you don't want?
It's called medium well.
Well, whatever.
That's it.
That's where we disagree.
It's medium well. You get what you need, you get in, you get out. So then after that, the people came and saying happy birthday to me, yada, yada. Then the night was, we dispersed, right? The people that were in Chicago went to Chicago, which was me, my cousin, and my special friend. And, you know, we had a wonderful
time. Yeah, I went home because I was sleepy and I had to be up early in the morning.
Correct.
They were trying to get me to go out. I said, excuse me, I have to go home.
It probably would have been easier for you if you would have went out.
Why?
Because it would have just been easier.
Why wouldn't it have been easier for me?
It just would have been easier. But anyways.
For you, because you know I'm the turn-up queen. And sure. Deji likes to have me around. He won't admit it, but he likes to have me around.
Sure. So. It would have been easy. No, not for the night, for the next day.
No, there's no way it would have been easier.
Yeah, what else? Because you didn't do anything.
What do you mean?
You went to go get the rental, and I mean...
And then your cake, and then I was packing up the stuff here.
What stuff did you pack up here?
All of my DJ stuff. What are you talking about?
That I took into the car?
Yeah, because I'm
it's your equipment. Of course you go.
And the speaker is heavy.
Sure.
I'm confused. Either way.
Anyways, the day of, I guess that capped off my birthday weekend, at least for me. I had a party. Sneaker ball. I have been sending invites out for weeks. I didn't invite that many people, though. I feel like I did a good, like, I feel like it was like 50 to 60 people that I invited, but because I was so busy, it was like a very trickle effect. It would be like 10 here, 15 here, 5, maybe 1, 3, 2, whatever. But yeah, I would be sending them out all throughout the week. And then, the day had come and it was just, you know, it was just a marathon. The whole day was exhausting. I mean.
Thing for everybody.
Yeah, I didn't eat until like 8 o'clock. I had to go back and forth from the city to Chicago.
From but where? From where to where?
The city to Chicago.
Yeah.
Yep.
From where to where?
To the city to Chicago. Y'all know what I mean. The suburbs, whatever. And then I had to set up for the party.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that took a little bit of time.
Not that much, though. Not more than Deji thought it was, which I knew. So.
I thought it was going to take 2 hours. It took about 2 hours.
It took an hour and some change.
Nah, we got there. Keep in mind you, because you didn't pick up your phone, we actually waited long.
I can show you in my call log right now, there's no calls from this guy.
Relax. You see how you just got up like that?
No, because y'all be trying to make it seem like I'm the reason for you didn't have an extra 15 minutes. And I know what I'm talking
because
about.
Because you have a bad sense of time. It's okay.
It doesn't matter. I can show you my phone right now. I have no missed calls from this guy. No, I can show you right now.
I don't
now.
Need your receipts. I'm just, it's okay. You have a bad sense of time.
That has nothing to do with it, though. That's an extra, a 15-minute difference.
Yeah, because you know what? That 15 minutes would have helped as we were going there. But anyways, besides the point. So we set up for the party. Everything looks good. Everything looks right. You know, certain people were more concerned than others. And I was kind of like, all right, I'm going to go get ready and do what I need to do. I rushed myself a little bit. And then that, I cut myself, cut my thumb. Cutting some fruit up for one of the cocktails. I actually have to throw a whole batch of fruit out because of that. It's okay.
Got blood all over it? That's crazy.
No.
I don't know why. Here's the thing with men. I don't know if it's men in general or just Deji, and I'm sure the people will let us know. You don't know what you're doing in the kitchen sometimes. And it's okay to not know what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have time. It's not. It's fruit.
I told him I was going to do it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I bought the knife. Because you weren't even thinking about that. Did you just think the Airbnb...
There was a lot of stuff I wasn't thinking about.
Exactly. Did you think the Airbnb was going to have knives?
Yes, most Airbnbs do have knives.
Did the Airbnb have a knife?
Didn't even look.
Okay. Either way, because I was considering that, because I knew I was going to cut the fruit, I bought a knife when we went to Walmart. And then when I get out the shower, Deji is cutting the fruit and it's blood everywhere.
It wasn't everywhere.
You should have just.
It wasn't everywhere.
It was too much. It was too much.
It wasn't even that much.
Either way, I saw blood. So when I cut fruit, when I cut vegetables, it don't be any blood.
Sure.
I'm just letting you know. So sure. Some blood, no blood. I was going to do it for him. But, you know, Deji wanted to do everything himself. He wanted everything to be a certain way. He did it himself. And that was the result. So now I want you to look at this moment and use it as a lesson for yourself.
Shut up.
When you do things your own way.
Too bad I do that.
You cut yourself.
This whole entire party.
So use that as an allegory. Use that as a reference point. When you do things your way, you end up cutting yourself.
First of all, stop lying. Because if I did everything my way, we wouldn't have had food at our party.
Yeah.
So
well, that's because we didn't give a fuck about what you were saying. We knew what we was going to do. So,
right, but you was doing it at the cost of my vision, right?
And honestly, at the end of the day, it was fuck your vision. Because you're the only one who don't wear glasses. So you might not be able to see as well as you think you can. Me, sure. My vision when I have these on, 2020.
Sure.
When I have these glasses on, 2020.
When I have no glasses on, 2020. 2010. It's all right.
So, like I said, continue. So, your party is Saturday. You was setting up.
Setting up. Everything went well. We set up. You know, Yemi was being difficult as always.
I wasn't being difficult. Deji was doing a lot.
And he would
even tell you. He would even tell you he was doing a lot.
I was not doing a lot.
Deji, you told me on whatever day was that? What,
no,
Monday.
No. That was the whole entire year.
Oh, yeah. And just like the whole entire year,
no,
that
I wasn't,
weekend, he
I
was doing a lot.
I wasn't doing a lot, though.
He's like, yeah, I mean, we got to move this here. We got
to
do it.
Yeah, because we actually have to do that.
You was trying to put the table away. I said, no, leave the table right there. It's fine right there. Everything was fine. Not everything was fine where it was, but the things that we had where they were,
sure,
were fine in their nature. Sure. Deji want to change this. The table don't look right. You got to put the tablecloth. Deji, don't nobody give a fuck about this.
That's a lie.
This is a nigga party. Don't nobody give a fuck about this. It'd be different if I was doing a party, but this is your party. Okay? Nobody can fuck about the fine details.
What do you mean?
Did you want to tape all the tablecloths and make sure that the DJ table looks a certain type of way?
Fix that statement. Why would it be different between you or me?
Because I'm extra. And it's expected of me. You being extra.
But that wasn't
extra.
That was very simple, elegant, nice. That's all. That's what I got. I got people said it was nice. It was like a private event. It was modern. It was da-da-da. It was all those things.
Okay, great. So moving on. So we set up. I don't want to keep, you know, dwelling on things that we don't agree on. There's no reason to.
Because you be seeing things and other people see them the other way. And most of the time, more people lean the way I saw it.
Somebody has to. They have to lean some way. So.
Sure.
Continue.
Anyways. We got to the party. I was late to my own party, which is fine because
nobody
was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we just kind of, you know, the night progressed and then people trickled in. So, which was nice, right? Because I was worried that it was going to get overcrowded. And then I didn't kind of want that at all. But it ended up being like the perfect amount. And then people kind of trickled in, trickled out, trickled back in. I think the most people we had maybe might have been 35, 40 people.
Yeah.
Some like, which is good, right?
Yeah, it was fun. It was
fun.
Comfortable.
Yeah, it was very comfortable. The space was nice.
Yeah.
The music was hidden. And, you know, it ended up being a function. It was fun. You know, people were getting drunk, very drunk. I mean, both of my cocktails was gone. One tasted like juice, which everybody said, which was dangerous. That one was called Keep It Lovely. And then the other one was Always Drinking Good, which was the tequila. The other one was cognac. But the cognac has sweet tea and oranges in it. That's what set it off.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't try that one.
Yeah. It was nice. The other, and it had two different type of
cognac. I think I tried it when you were making it. So, yeah.
Yeah. It had two different type of cognacs. It had regular cognac, like Del Mar or De La Mar or whatever. And then it had
Cabassier?
No, it had Grand Marnier.
Oh, okay.
That yeah, yeah. Sense. And then sweet tea. Then you hit it up with the orange for the acidity so it wasn't too much sugar. I'm giving y'all game right here because I like to mix and match.
Because y'all
drinks.
Wasn't at the function, or you was and you had it and you want to make it for yourself.
Yes. And then the other one, tequila base, tequila Malago, right? Then I put my ginger ale. Then I put my lemon, my lime, and then my blueberries. And then you topped it off with a little bit of 7-Up and a little bit of Sprite. That was it. And it was a wonderful drink. It was good. Yeah. Rave reviews. The tequila one was significantly stronger because I wanted it to be like that. Because, you know, I like tequila, and sometimes I like to taste the tequila more than the actual drink. But, you know, it was good. And then, we got lit, you know. People was enjoying the photo booth. People was enjoying playing on the mic because, you know, we was passing the mic around to the party. So people were singing. People were saying stuff about or rapping. I'm sorry. People were rapping. Yeah, people were rapping. I was singing because I Lovers and Friends came on. I sang that song.
Yeah. Okay. So now I do remember. Yeah. Deji was singing. People were passing around the mic to wish him a happy birthday.
Yeah. People were doing
Tunde that. Started MCing. Our eldest brother started MCing. And yes. He was making people wish Tunde. He was making people wish Deji a happy birthday.
Or say something about Deji.
Yeah. Say something about Deji.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we also had a display of pictures of myself, but also like people who have been, I guess, on the journey or whatever, or just pictures that I thought of my loved ones up there. So then, we started getting litty, you know. It was, the party started hitting full swing around 11, 1130. And, you know, from that point on.
Which is crazy because it was supposed to end at 2. We didn't get out of there till like 12. Or we didn't get out. No, it was supposed to end at 12. We didn't get out there till like 2,
yes.
2:30, which is crazy.
So. Yes, which I anticipated. So then from 11, 1130, the party was up. People were dancing. People were enjoying themselves. People were drinking. And I was walking around with this big blue thumb because, like I said, I had cut myself earlier. And the bleeding literally did not stop. So I had to duct tape my thumb.
Yeah.
It was weird, gauze, everything, band-aids, all that. But, yeah, it was fun. I mean, people were lit, which, you know, at the end of the night, I looked at it and I was like, yeah. Yeah, it went off, you know, all the pieces, all the moving pieces went together seamlessly
mm-hmm.
and people showed up, showed out. And yeah, they enjoyed the exhibits that we had. Right. Because we had two Polaroid cameras going around the party and people would fill up a photo wall that we had of sneakers and everything. So I have a lot of photos that now I can even remember. And then we had a photo booth, right? We had a photo booth. People were doing that. We had a sneaker cam that people were using. It was an event. It was private, but it was an event, you know? And it was fun, you know?
Yeah, it was.
For my birthday, I usually don't ask for a lot of presents, right? I just ask to be around the people that I fuck with, mm-hmm. the people I love, because, you know, that's like the greatest gift I could ever get is just the enjoyment of my people being around me.
Yeah.
That's always how I've always really been, to be honest with you. But this year I chose to do something different.
Yes.
Out of the norm, because I usually don't celebrate my birthday.
Yeah.
I actually don't.
Mm-hmm.
I usually just don't do shit.
Mm-hmm.
I usually don't even tell people it's my birthday. I usually just keep it moving like, oh, it's your birthday. People say happy birthday. I'm like, thanks. But this year I had a lot to celebrate, you know.
What did you have to celebrate this year?
I mean, I started a new business.
Mm-hmm.
My podcast.
Which was the whole theme, the whole reason why the party was a sneaker ball. Everybody was like, this is a sneaker ball, but it's casual. Yes, because what are we doing wearing suits and dresses? That's not even our vibe for real.
Exactly.
But like the whole idea was like, Deji is going to be centered around shoes now going forward. So I think that was what the theme was, because let Deji have it, we would have been wearing 90s clothes, throwbacks, sneakers, skating, ball, all the things. So
which we still might have.
It's still good to have people like me around in his life who can make him condense things and focus on the right things that make sense. Because if it was not for his people that was at the party, it probably would have went a completely different way.
But they still would have fun. But yes,
that is
you have wise counsel around you because sometimes they focus your vision. Yes, I'll give you that. Nobody was not saying that. But yeah, this year I had a lot to celebrate, you know, new business starting, my podcast, my other one, Suburban Kings, had reached numbers that, you know, I didn't think was possible. I've gotten new mentorships that have put me in spaces and ways of thinking that I've never have. I climbed the social economic ladder, so I'm making more money than I've ever have, you know.
I just looked at how much money I spent this year.
Gross.
And how much money I spent on food.
Gross.
Oh, it makes my goodness. And that's just from one of my accounts. Like, so I have another one. I have two more.
Mm-hmm. I know how bad it is. That's why I'm like, next, 2022 is going to be different.
And I looked at travel. So travel wasn't that bad.
Travel was not bad.
But when I equate, when I take the food from the places, I think that, you know, that might tip the scale.
We also were never home enough to actually be able to make meals. So then we
scale. I just was like, wow, if I had this money back.
Yeah.
What would I have done with it? Because I spent it all on my stomach and I have nothing to show for it because I'm the same weight that I was before. Yeah. It'd be different if it went to my butt instead of like my thighs or something. But like, that's a story for a different day.
Yeah, yeah, it most definitely is.
I have nothing to show for it. Just that's expenses. Be, that's crazy. That's honestly. I guess I get the points back on my credit card. Sure. But that was,
that's what I look at now.
Just randomly checked. I was like, wow, there's a lot of money spent on food.
But the most important thing that I had to celebrate this year is the alignment that I have.
Oh, like yeah, with the car?
Huh?
You got your car aligned or?
No, I'm talking about within myself.
Oh, okay.
I went through the process of dealing with a lot of my burdens, my trauma, and I came out on the other side and I was a much more happier, a much more peaceful person. And honestly, overall, just a more joyous spirit, which I've always been. But now I have a capacity to even be more joyous. So the things I was celebrating, I was just celebrating for the first time myself. And, you know, I just wanted to do that with the individuals that I really love because they stuck with me through it all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gave a speech. And I shouted out everybody, but the last person I shout out is probably the main person who has literally seen me at probably my ugliest from a personality and characteristic standpoint this year. And that was Yemi. So
gang with me.
Yeah. I'm forever grateful. This year, 26 was tremendously hard. It was hard for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
I really went through it and I was trying to. I guess I got tired of trying to always keeping it together.
Mm.
So for the first time, people were seeing me in a different light. So when I finally came out on the other side and realized all of what I had done, because that's usually what happens. Not saying I was doing anything reckless, but I was not myself.
The behavior was a little reckless.
I felt out of control.
Yeah.
I'll admit that. But now I'm enjoying this person I am, this new man, this new phase, this new everything, because it's beautiful, right? I say it all the time, I'm a beautiful black man, but it's not because I look. I know that's
weird. Well, it might be because you look nice too.
That too, but I'm saying my spirit, my personality.
Yeah.
I'm a beautiful black man.
Yeah,
so
really nice guy.
When I understood that, because of all the stuff that I've gone through, I said, you know what, God, I'm grateful.
Mm-hmm.
You showed me so much, but it's only a taste.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to humble myself and know I have to do more, but I also have to be a lot better, right? So, you know, after all that, I was like, cool, I did that. We could put this chapter's is done. 26, everything that I was dealing with, there's no more, ain't no more looking back.
Yeah.
You know, full steam ahead. So
I have a question, and I mean, not more so a question, but maybe just me thinking out loud. I wonder if the reason why I'm so hard, like on the outside, is because, and I don't say this in like a way where this is the physical meaning that I mean, but I think a lot of men in my life have used me as a punching bag. It's not physical, but I think that the men who are consistent in my life have taken out a lot of what they're going through on me. And I wonder if that's the reason why I have such a hard exterior as it pertains to everybody in my life. I don't think that I'm like extremely hard, but I think that that's probably what I give off, is just that I'm just like this very, like, even Tone will say, like, you be acting like you don't give a fuck to a lot of things, and I think that I really don't, but I wonder if that's because, like you just said, you know, everything that you were going through, you were not necessarily taking it out on people, but I ended up being on the receiving end of a lot of the stuff that you were going through.
Of course.
Tunde, you know, he had, when he was, you know, growing up, he had a lot of things that he was going through as well, dealing with our parents, and he took that out on both of us.
Correct.
Our parents, they have the things that they would be going through in life and with each other and whatever, they would take that out on us as well. Mm-hmm. And it's like, most of the people, I would say not everybody, but everybody that we grew up with would use me, probably because I was the most innocent, I was the youngest, I was the easiest target, and the most available person to do that stuff with. So I'm curious, I mean, like, that's probably something I would have to unpack in therapy, but I'm just like, I mean, like, because I was just thinking about the other day, I really don't care about a lot of things.
Yeah, but I'm the same way.
Yeah, and I think that's like so, like you said, you know, like I said, you had that experience with everybody else who was going through their things, putting that on you as well.
Oh yes.
So
because I have a problem of taking on other people's pain, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna stop doing that.
Yeah, you should. You should.
Like, I'd be doing that. I'd be like, oh, you good? You can, you know, lean on me, but I'm done doing that. Like,
yeah. Respect. So I'm just curious. I'm curious if that's where that, because I was just thinking about, because I was thinking about how you said, you know, you've been acting all year, and I'm like, and you said like Yemi has literally been with me, and I mean.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't usually be like, Deji, da 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 da, this is what you're doing. But I just let you do what you do and tell you, Deji, you're acting. Or, you know, I'd be like, I let you say what you have to say. Like that night in Atlanta, I let you say everything that you had to say.
Yeah, but that was not.
Deji, you don't have to defend it. It's okay. You did what you did. So you don't have to defend it.
No, but I'm
just curious because I feel like I'm a very, and I can't change anybody's perception of me because that's just how they're going to be. But I feel like I'm not what people think that I am. And who I am is because of what I've been through.
Exactly.
And if things were different in my life, I would probably be different. And I want to be different. But at the end of the day, I could switch up who I am 180 completely. And people are still going to have their preconceived notions of who I am because of what I've been through.
That's their own problem,
though. Or because of what we've been through.
That's their own problem, though.
And that's fine. I'm not worried about that because I know who I am. That's why I say, like, I only like to hang out with the people who I be with because they know who I am. And they know that a reaction that I have to something is for some way.
Sure.
So when someone is telling you that I'm tense towards you, I have to ask, well, what's making them see that I have tension with you without seeing why I act towards someone that way? Full circle moment. So it's just, you know, I don't like when people who don't know me be speaking on what I be doing, because you don't know what I've been through. And that's nobody why I don't will. Talk about
me and you.
That's why I don't talk about what other people, if someone acts a certain way, I say, well, they might have had a reason for acting that way. Me, I just give them the benefit of the doubt.
Sure.
As long as I know that the way that I acted didn't cause them to react that way, I have to make my own peace.
But okay, so similar thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, everything you said, right? After this year, right? Well, during this year, I've obviously acted in many ways. I've regressed.
Mm-hmm. No, well, I mean, I don't think so. I think that, you know,
I think the way that I handled situations emotionally, I regressed. But that's because I was in a state of flux, right? Mm-hmm. I was in a fight or flight mode. And in those moments, you don't necessarily have the emotional wherewithal to be like on point.
But I don't think, and I'm gonna let you continue, but I don't want you to feel like,
oh no,
you weren't entitled to feel the way that you felt.
No, I was entitled, but you're not entitled to.
Like I said, you can't treat other people like, because when it was a time where, you know, Deji was upset about something, I said, Deji, you are projecting right now. He's like, Yemi, I'm not projecting. I said, Deji, that's exactly what you're doing in this space. Yemi, that's not what I'm doing.
But I'm trying to. I didn't know, right?
Yeah.
So even because I was going through it, right? You don't know because you're going through it, right?
Yeah.
But that doesn't give you the right. I mean, yes, you're human, right? But you don't never want to be talking out of your mouth, telling people this, every, you know, because it's just the time, like, you know, I was on edge.
Yeah.
I was really like
fighting. And then like I told him, I told Tunde and Deji this, I don't want to be in a situation where I have to apologize for something. I'd rather just not do it in the first
place. But you can't say that when you're like, cause I'm more of like an emotional time bomb. You know what I'm saying? For me, I have a very long leash.
Yeah.
Like, I know that for a fact, like, people could talk out their neck, say whatever, and I'll be cool for the most part. But when it, when it blow up, it blow up, and that's the problem, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm working on is to like, hey, stop doing that. Because, you know, for a while, you know, I'm always like the punching bag, right? The butt of everybody's joke because yeah. I am so goofy. I really don't give a fuck about a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But that's because who I am, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I chose not to give a fuck about a lot of shit because that's how I survived yeah. in this household and in life in general. So if I feel that way and I'm telling you, hey, look, that fuse is about to get tapped. And if it get tapped, you're going to see another person. And when people start to see that other person, they was like, damn, Deji, we thought you was
the nice one.
Yeah, that's what
I was. As opposed to Yemi, who isn't the nice one.
Right. And it's just funny you said it because it's like, maybe we chose to, we both chose to deal with that trauma in different ways. You just were like, fuck it, I'm going to just let these niggas do whatever they want. Yeah. I see it. And I was.
And then I have to think about it too. Is the way that I act now a reaction to how I was treated by y'all in the past? So people probably say, you make Deji the butt of the jokes, you know, you're snarky, you do all the things they say about me. When we was younger, I wasn't like that. But maybe now as I'm growing into who I am and I'm using my voice more,
yeah.
this is just a reaction to all of the things that have transpired in the past. Because
it'd be like
times,
you're trying to get back at me or something?
Yeah, but yeah. not like... intentionally,
or subconscious.
Maybe just like that's just how it was. Because back then, where I should have been speaking up
unconsciously. Yeah.
Maybe back then, when I should have been speaking up for myself, and I couldn't because if I say something, you know, I could get my ass beat because these are two older men that are bigger than me. Now you guys have sense, not to put your hands on me. I can use my defense, which is my voice and my tact in the way that I speak, as a way to combat. That same energy that I was getting when I was younger.
Sure.
Because I was really defenseless back then. So I don't know. That's just, you know, just things that I've been thinking about.
Was you defenseless when you was pulling a broom and a bat on me?
Yeah, because I wasn't going to really do anything with them. I was just using them like
a knife?
Yeah, I pulled a knife out on Deji a couple times. But I also had a couple bloody noses from you. So.
Yeah, because I was a boy. Boys are rough.
That's fine. I didn't know you can my use that strength. As an excuse, but I don't really. So moving forward, because you're saying stuff that don't matter. I'm a boy. Like, that matter to a bitch like me. I don't even know what about that. So, yeah.
So, yeah, no, that's a good point. Because, you know, as I look at it now.
Because I'm really not mean. I
never
like,
thought you were. I think you're insensitive, but. But no, but that's not a bad thing. Being insensitive is not, because that's, you can learn how to be sensitive.
Yeah.
That's not like people.
I'm actually really sensitive. I just don't give a.
But insensitive. Actually,
I can't
wrong
give emotions
word.
To.
Unempathetic
things.
Is the better word.
Because maybe. Also don't really like that because I feel like I'm a very, like. I
but
mean,
you can be, right?
Yeah. I just think that.
Or the sympathy you show others, right?
Yeah.
That's not really
I just feel like I don't want people to act in a way towards me anymore going forward in a way where they think that I'm just
right, but when
this
I was
like
doing,
thick skinned type of person. Like
right,
I really
but when
am
I was
emotional,
doing that same thing.
Insensitive and
I But just, when I was doing that same thing with my boundaries, everybody was like, hold on, Deja, you don't do this.
Yeah.
But that's the problem.
Yeah.
Cause the same way you're saying that like you could do all these things and people will still have a perception of you, mm-hmm. that's not the case no more. You know, you have to set boundaries. You have to have that tactness, even the way you communicate with people. If you get fed up with people, you don't have to be short. Yeah. You could be very clear and direct. You just don't have to give them your energy.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing. If somebody want to communicate with
when
you.
When I say I don't give a fuck, I mean, I'm not
giving
them
my if somebody want to communicate you, let them say whatever you want to say. And yeah. then you say what you say.
Is this a new jacket that you have on?
Yes, it is new.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Where you get it from?
Marshalls.
Yeah,
course.
I know.
It's a Marshall fine.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Most definitely. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's warm too. Got a little fleece and a little puffer on it too, you know?
I need me one of them, like a North Face or something like that.
Yeah. But that's it, mm-hmm. you know? So it's just like, you went around that process and people have this perception of you. It's different because we're so different in that way, right?
Yeah.
Like Deji's always nice, carefree.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm like, hey, yo, stop doing that shit.
That's crazy. That's crazy that you just said that because that's exactly what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally.
No, Deji is nice and he's always been nice, but like that's to the outside world. He was not always nice to me.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So that's why it's like now people wonder why like we're so close is because we had to go through that rough patch.
We had to go through hell.
Where like, you know, Deji was going through what he was going through in his life. And he used me as the outlet for some of that aggression. Because
are you talking about this last season or earlier?
In life, in general. Gotcha. In general, like he gotcha. At times he used me because I was that vulnerable part of, you know, of his life where you could take some of that frustration out on.
Yeah, we all do it. We find some way to take it out on
somebody else. But I didn't have that, so I just, you know, I think I internalized it,
which is bad.
Nobody said it was good.
No, I'm saying.
And I probably took it out on other people in my life or on myself.
You definitely took it out on your teachers.
Well, no, them bitches was weird.
That's true, but you were able to take it out on them because they can't hurt you, right?
Physically, probably. Yeah. But also, like, they power structures in schools, that's probably another episode we'll have to talk about. But honestly, I think I took a lot of it out on myself and just the way that I am towards myself. Like we talked about before, I don't extend myself a lot of grace. So I literally just be pressed about the things that I don't have to be pressed about or sad about things that I don't necessarily need to be sad about and mm-hmm. can't get over a lot of shit and things like that. So, but yeah, we're learning. We moved. AG 27.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to him.
I appreciate it.
Spent the whole day Sunday sleep because. Man,
oh my God. You didn't even know. So we went to Tunde's house.
I got to Tunde's house at like 10 o'clock. From 10 o'clock to 10 o'clock, I was asleep on that man's couch.
Of course. It's a comfortable couch, but I had came at like noon, mm-hmm. 12:30, and then
my phone kept going off. Everybody kept calling me. I'm like, I don't have the energy to talk to y'all today. I really don't.
Because they probably saw the part, bro. There was a lot of people posting about that.
I didn't get anything. Nobody tagged me in anything, and I didn't. Well, my Instagram wasn't working, so I couldn't record anything.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't have no videos. I didn't post no videos.
It's okay. I have the whatever from the party. Yeah. So all the pictures that you took that are on here.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure other people took pictures and stuff.
Of course.
Too.
Yeah. I mean, people were still posting until Tuesday. So, yeah, I mean, so we went to Tune's house. And then Tune gave me another brotherly talk, which he loves to do so much. I mean, that's our relationship. We really do be talking.
What was he talking about?
Huh?
What was he talking about?
He was just talking about the principle of things, because he was like, did you be showing up for all these people mm-hmm. and certain individuals did not come to a turn up?
Yeah. That's fact.
It's true.
You have to be very intentional about who you give your energy and your time to.
Yeah, most
because
definitely.
People would not do the same for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't like
that. I was
that
hearing
shit.
A little bit about that. Yeah.
He said, I don't like that shit. And I was like, tell me, you know, again, you know.
It almost makes you not want to do things, though, because I was a little bit apprehensive that people weren't gonna come.
Oh, I was never apprehensive.
Well,
about that.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't think that they wouldn't, because it's you. It'd be different if I threw a party. I wouldn't even
I think people would still show up.
I wouldn't even know who to invite.
You're lying to yourself. People would definitely show up.
Either way, so Tune gave you a brotherly talk. He said, like, don't show up for people who don't.
Yeah, because he was just. I was telling Tune about what I have planned for this next year, which, you know,
there probably will be another party, another
most
function. Yeah,
most definitely.
Lord help us now.
But in general. I was just telling him, and it was like, look, Deji, you can't. You got to realize that, like, the people who really care will show up.
Yeah.
They will always show up. Look at some. And he was just pointing out some of the individuals, like, the people who didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
This is not no knock to them or nothing, right?
Because everybody got their own stuff going on.
Exactly. Because I was trying to tell him, I was like, Tony, we all got lives. We could have been busy. He's like, look,
but when
bro,
you went to those stuff for those people, you was busy too.
Oh, I'm busy.
And you was tired.
I was busy as hell. That's why, I mean, but I'm different, you know? I know that's important to people.
Yeah,
you know
we built different. Mom would do the same thing too, though.
Yeah, yeah. Same. It's about showing up for people. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know how to show up.
No.
Unless it's convenient to them, they don't know how to show up.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. In America especially, that's the problem.
We all do things based off of a convenience, though.
Yeah, but I don't. I literally show up for people because I know it's important to them.
Okay.
And if you're going to send that invitation, you might as well go, you know what I'm saying? Unless you literally cannot. Like, if you have something, you already have plans, just communicate that. But I was impressed about that. I know people, and I really don't. I don't hold people in high regard anymore. I don't.
Yeah.
Y'all all regular schmegler.
Yeah, that's the realest thing you said. Yeah. I stopped placing value in people because people disappoint you.
All the time.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell me a whole, oh my gosh, this year for real, like I've had, not this year for real, but just in general, I've had people tell me one thing and do another.
Yeah.
So now I can't, it doesn't deter me from believing what people say. It's just, Shombo, you have to show me.
Easy.
You just have to show me
what
you're saying.
That's what I be trying to tell people. I don't even want...
You can say anything and you can make it sound sweet.
Yeah.
just like honey, but I need to see the action behind all of the things that you are saying. Or else, please, keep it for somebody else.
Move from me.
That's Move what, from me. Japa!
Yeah, so I mean, that's what I learned. I mean, 26 had a lot of lessons for me, but holding people in this, like, oh, they can do no wrong, Teflon, is one of the dumbest things you could do. And it takes somebody repeatedly messing up for you to be like, yeah, you know what, let me not hold weight in this no more. But Tunde was really going off on some people.
Yeah.
Because I was like, look, Tunde, it's not even that deep. He's like, nah, man. Because when you out here doing all this, da-da-da, guess what? They're going to try to be right there with you. But they didn't put the hours in the gym.
Yeah.
They didn't try to help you. They didn't try to show up for you when you needed it.
Well, that's what y'all was telling me, too. You know, the situation that I had this summer where I extended myself. And then I saw that, you know, it's just, it was weird.
Yeah.
That's just the lesson that we all have to learn.
We do.
Yeah.
And I've learned it. And I told Tunde, I was like, look, Tunde, I'm going to move the way I want to move. Mm-hmm. If all these people have a feel away, guess what? That's their own problem. Because ain't no, the thing that I learned this year is as nice and as kind as I am.
Yeah.
Some of y'all motherfuckers don't deserve that shit.
They really don't.
And at the end of the day, I'm going to be very tactful in how I use my kindness and my energy. Niceness. Mm-hmm. Because I know for a fact, I don't need shit from none of y'all.
None of y'all. The people that you need, you have.
The people that I need, I have. The people that I left and the people that want to pick and choose when they want to be in my life, I don't need y'all for nothing. And yes. That's not even trying to shit on y'all, but y'all don't got shit I need no more. I'm elevating. You know, and I'm only trying to elevate, and I've already elevated and ascended. So y'all niggas, if y'all want to
catch up. No more parties. That's what she's saying. Yeah. She said, got people around me. I don't even know the words right now. Yeah. I know
song, I'm only doing shit that's going to make me elevate.
Like, she don't know how to rap. She's terrible. But that song, she says some real stuff in between really all the mm-mms.
Yes.
I only want people around that's going to make me elevate.
Yeah, I'm over here trying to hang out with doctors, realtors, fucking people in corporate America who are senior analysts doing all that. I don't give a fuck what y'all niggas is doing no more. I'm only going to surround myself.
Even if you're not doing all those things, you are still successful in your own way.
Of course.
We just want to appreciate all the people that we have that show up for us.
Of course.
If you came to the party, if you didn't come to the party, we 100. Appreciate you.
Nurses.
Anybody.
Nannies. Anybody. Whatever you do. Right. I'm just talking about good people, bro.
In general.
The people that will show up for you is the people that's people that's going to be good to you. Yeah. It's 100. And that's all it. And that's it. And a beautiful cap. I listened to 20-somethings last month in November. I had a party to finally end my year because my year is over after my birthday because I usually be barely making it to my birthday. That's why I usually don't celebrate it.
I made a post last year. I said, I think the reason why Deji's birthday is all the way in December is because God want me to, you know, just embrace Deji for the whole year. And then the last month of the year, this is when we celebrate the year of Deji. That's probably why you was born in December.
Oh, yeah. I love the fact that my birthday is in December.
Literally, you have to wait all year just to celebrate real birthday. But it's because we have to take the year to celebrate. We have to take the year to commence and commemorate all of the things that have happened. That's what December is really about in general.
Yeah, in
it's
general.
A time for you
it's
to
It's a capstone.
Yeah, it's a cap. All the things, all the caps, capstone. Yeah,
most definitely, because every time I look at it, I always look, where was I last year?
Yeah.
And where I was
That's
at 26.
It's a good point to start. It's a good, like, stopping point.
Yeah, where I was at 26 to where I am now at 27. Y'all niggas can't tell me shit, respectfully. And that's no flex. That's just me.
Spent
that's just me knowing my
food.
Work ethic, my hustle, and my intentions. And with that, it's my favorite new segment of the show. It's called Deji Cypher. Or Deji Decipher.
Deji's Decipher.
There we go.
Do you have a message for this week?
I do.
Okay. And it's not like he has to search for them because he doesn't make any sense. I think you really need to go through the chat between bro and them.
That's probably the best one.
Yeah, because you don't be making any sense.
I just be typing in there. That's fine. Okay. All right, here we go. All right, here we go. This one might not be bad. I know it may seem like I'm being picky, but truthfully, expecting food to be provided is a Nigerian thought And most people in my age range will eat beforehand and not expect that.
I think that's pretty clear.
That was the point I've been trying to make. It's not, yeah, you're right.
That was pretty clear. And we can keep that one, though. We can decipher Deji's bullshit in that one, because Deji was trying to make it seem like he was, oh my God, y'all. This is why I said Deji was doing a lot, because he was trying to make this party seem like it was a club. And I was like, this is a birthday party.
Lounge.
A lounge.
Either sophisticated way, lounge.
Hookah, smoking, all the lounges.
The sophisticated back lounge,
all the lounges. It was a birthday party at the end of the day. He was not trying to have food there. And I'm like, you need to have food at a birthday party. I got a cake. They just said, I don't care about no cake. You need a cake at a birthday party. he didn't want no chairs in the space. I mean, he don't need no chairs. Even lounges have chairs. So he was trying to do all this extra stuff. Wanu, our sister-in-law, was like, we're going to have some jollof rice there. At least some jollof rice. Any Nigerian party go to, they at least going to have some jollof rice. Jollof rice and chicken. And luckily, we did have the food, because the food gave people something to do while they're drinking and they're eating and they're dancing and they're doing the thing and the pictures. So if you have a party going forward, make sure you have food there. Don't be one of them people that don't want people, that make sure people eat before they come.
This is the reason.
Even if you have fruits and vegetables, which I was like, even if we're not going to do food, let's do some crudité and some fruits. And, you know, some chips and dip, because you have to have something at a party for people to do.
This is why you have wise counsel around you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They was going to do it regardless.
Yeah, we
was
going
to
do it regardless.
I just wanted to put my little 2 cents in, you know?
Oh, my goodness. We didn't even talk about me DJing. I DJed the party.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I'm not really accepting bookings, but if you want me to DJ for you, you can definitely just...
Why would you not do it if you're not accepting bookings?
Because, you know, there's still some things. I was really disappointed because I didn't get to play my set the way I wanted to play it, because
people were accepting,
asking for requests, and I was
as a normal DJ.
Yeah, and I think that's just something I have to, that's just the growing pains part of it. But
you
like,
you just gotta say no.
I worked really hard on my set. Like, I was practicing very long hours.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to scratch.
I did a little bit of scratching.
Okay.
I'm not a scratch DJ, so I'm just gonna scratch the song in, and then, you know. But like, I was just not
I didn't even hear a DJ Suki G's.
I played it. Some people heard it. But like, yeah, I guess that just comes with it. So not that I had like a specific list of songs that I want to play, but I had some songs that I wanted to play in certain order.
Yeah.
And then after a while, I just said, F it. And then I let Bro Buega, DJ Bogatti DJ, because he was having fun with it. So and that's one thing I realized that now, that if I start to DJ parties, I'm gonna start to miss some of the parts of the party, because I didn't take no pictures.
Yeah,
I was literally behind the table for the most part, which is why I let Boyga DJ, because I was just like, damn,
I need to enjoy myself.
Yeah. And then Tune got on the mic talking crazy, and I had to get the mic back from him.
Yeah,
so
when I heard Young Dolph for the first hours, I was like, this isn't yummy.
Yeah. Tune was like, just play all of Dolph's hits. And I was just like, okay. So I played like 5 Young Dolph songs.
Yep.
And then, yeah. So that's like what was throwing me off, because Tune would come by and he'd be like, play this. Because,
you know, Tune think he a DJ, but he just...
No, he don't think he a DJ. He was just like, people just probably coming up to him and telling him what to play.
But he all old head.
And then he was like, play some Fabio Foreign. I was like, Fabio Foreign? I'm like, today, you don't even know the people you tell me to play. He was like, play B.O.N. I'm like, I guess. So just,
yeah, it ended up
you can definitely book me for parties if you want to. That's nice. That's fun. But we move.
We do. We move.
Oh, yeah. I was supposed to do a tweet, but I haven't really been sending you any tweets lately. So the one I did want to talk about was the snake one, but you didn't see it.
Oh, the snake one? Let me look at it.
This is not available. Oh, yeah, they deleted it. So we'll come back with the... Did you watch it before it got deleted?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, yeah, it was this very funny video. But we'll talk about that a different day, because that has to go with the story. But yeah, so we're not doing nothing this stuff. We're not doing the segment of what I sent Deji on Instagram or on Twitter. I think we had time, no?
We are at time.
Yeah, we're at good. Time. We've been talking. I didn't even feel like talking today. So follow us on our social medias. We are Nothing But a G Thing Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. NOTHINGBAGT. Instagram and Twitter. My personals is Suki G's, SUKIGEEZ, because I make everything that I try look twice as easy. Really good at a lot of different things.
You are.
Deji?
You can follow me on Twitter at Deji Giwa. IG is at @omo_youngboy with 2 I's. Y'all keep it lovely. This has been Nothing But a G.
Yeah.
Cause ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby. Two low-down G, so we're crazy. Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fade this. But back to the lecture at hand.